is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump just pardoned anti-abortion activists who were convicted of blocking abortion clinic entrances. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Trump said it was a great honor to sign the pardons. He said what he called peaceful pro-life protesters should not have been prosecuted. Among those pardoned were people involved in an invasion and blockade of an abortion clinic in Washington in 2020.
A judge has blocked President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. He says he will appeal. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson weighs in.
In the 14th Amendment, it does say that persons who are born in the United States have birthright citizenship. Moreover, there's a case from the Supreme Court from the 1800s that says the same.
A record day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 closed at a new high after President Trump said this to the World Economic Forum in Davos.
I'm also going to ask Saudi Arabia and OPEC to bring down the cost of oil. You got to bring it down.
CBS's Nancy Cordes reports Trump also promised to pressure the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates.
He is going to be demanding that interest rates come down here in the U.S., which was a surprising comment because it is the Federal Reserve that decides whether interest rates go up or down, and the Federal Reserve operates independently from the president. He's not supposed to be able to demand anything.
CIA director nominee John Ratcliffe sailed through his confirmation vote today.
The yeas are 74, the nays are 25. The nomination is confirmed.
It was a much closer call for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, who survived a procedural vote by a 51-49 margin. Republicans Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine opposed him. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Is Pete Hegseth really the best one we've got? Come on, you know he is, and you know he's not even close.
Two sources confirmed Tulsi Gabbard's nomination to Director of National Intelligence could be blocked. Firefighters are dealing with strong winds as they try to contain the Hughes Fire in Castaic, northwest of Los Angeles. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is there.
They know that the high winds are happening, so they're being able to have all these crews pre-stage and be on standby in case something were to break out.
A teen who fatally stabbed three girls in the UK last July has been sentenced to at least 52 years in prison.
Because the crimes were committed 3 days before his 18th birthday, Axel Rudicabana could not be sentenced to life without parole. But in passing his 52-year sentence, the judge said it is likely that he will never be released. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
False reports that the killer was a migrant led to riots across the UK. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just south of Ryan Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000-square-foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Five Sir Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a 7-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback, now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin.
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. High near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurry Saturday. High mid 30. Currently we're at 15.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and a study found that eating healthy is mainly for the rich. And so are doctor's visits and affordable housing and vacations.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. Come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Full of
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. Let me ask you a question. Now, you're a married guy.
Yes.
Are you, I think most married couples would say yes to this. Do you have your own side of the bed?
Yeah.
You don't switch it up?
Yeah. No. There's.
You have your side. She has her side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the question. Do you ever find yourself spending a night away from home, or she, or maybe she does, when you have the bed to yourself? Then,
brother, I got three kids and a puppy. There's no time away from home.
There's no
three little ones.
There's no alone time in the bed, right? It's just no. There's always somebody, whether it's a puppy or your wife. There's always somebody there. I found this out last week. I mean, I knew this already, but I think it was last Monday night. I got stuck up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I had to spend the night in a hotel. And I found, even though it was a king size bed, I still stuck to my side of the bed.
Huh. And
I'm wondering if that's usual, or if would you move to the middle? What would you do?
I just think it's your body telling you where it wants to be.
I guess.
You're just kind of doing it subconsciously.
After 32 years of marriage, I guess that's just, it's just where my body goes, right?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
And I came home the next day, and I went in our bedroom, and I could tell that my wife had stuck to her side of the bed.
Hmm.
Because that was the only side that was ruffled.
Yeah, well, that's, habits.
I guess so. All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313. Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Vollman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love. ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's one breeze. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. From a runaround to a paid out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. One more day of cold, and then it's going to warm up a little bit. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 3 above with wind chills below zero. Tomorrow, a high of 22, but then Saturday, mostly sunny and 35.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. And the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love. Brother Love said, Brother Love's traveling salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours.
walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Charges have been filed in a fatal Racine hit and run back in December. 19-year-old Shamia Anderson has been charged with knowingly operating a motor vehicle without a valid license and hit and run resulting in a death. It follows the fatal collision on December 9th. The victim, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr, was hit on Memorial Drive and later died due to his injuries at the hospital. Anderson allegedly told police she had never had a driver's license. She did flee the scene, but later called to confess. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A plan for a Buc-ee's near the Dells has stalled out. That's mainly over who's paying for the infrastructure. In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives in an attempt to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening, high near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurry Saturday, high mid 30. Currently we're at 15.
scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Medical experts say chemicals and plastics are costing the U.S. healthcare system about $250 billion a year. And here I thought the real danger in plastics was stepping on a Lego barefooted.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, be shell my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my
home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
All the leaves are bright.
To my eyes, tell me what it is.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. WRJN is your home all season long for UW Badger men's basketball. The Badgers having a pretty good season, 5-3 so far in the conference, 15-4 overall. They're going to next be in action this Sunday as your number 18 ranked Wisconsin Badgers play host to Nebraska. Tip off this Sunday is at noon. Hear it with Matt LePay right here on WRJN.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Thank you.
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow steps in with more Timeless Hits for you. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me today. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning, proud mirror keep on
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Thoughts all seem to stray to places far away.